You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Spurs, the Locked On NBA Network. And your San Antonio Spurs, well, they're not looking too good in the last two games. You know, after winning four games straight, the Spurs have lost two in a row to the Magic and more recently to the Heat, which begs the question, what is going on outside the fact that they're just playing against East teams and they can't beat Eastern Conference teams, losing three straight and the last one being Indiana? But outside of that, the Spurs have been looking a little off in the last two games. Lost at home versus the Magic, lost on the road versus Miami. So that's what we're going to do today. What is going on the last two games? Why are the Spurs losing? Is it something correctable? Is it something bigger? Well, let's dive right into this. I'm going to go ahead and welcome Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. It's always a pleasure to be back on the show.
Joe, you know, when you look at what is going on with San Antonio right now, you know, if you had to pick your first area of concern, what would that be?
Minutes played. That, I think, is a big factor. I think right now the team is just fatigued. They're tired.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, we're seeing the result of that. You know, heavy minutes played by all starters. Yesterday was a really heavy minutes played again by everybody. You know, not just the starters. The bench played a lot of heavy minutes as well. So, I mean, I think if you keep on doing this, you're going to keep on seeing the end result, you know, because we don't have a Rudy Gay and a Paul Gasol. This team is just gassed. They're tired, man. They can't keep up this breakneck pace.
Yeah, you look at the Spurs in the last two games. Look, defensively versus Miami, they did pretty good. You know, they held a team to under 100 points, which is pretty much almost rare nowadays. But then you look at the last game versus Orlando, and again, it was a track meet, and the score was up 100 or more, and the Spurs lost that. For me, Joe, it's starting out. In the last two games, they just started out flat. Look, for example, versus Miami. You know, the Miami Heat went on a 15-0 run in the first period and never looked back. The Spurs shot atrociously from the field, a little like 29-30% from the field. And overall, they just haven't found their shot. And I'm going to go into the numbers in a while, but for me, it's simply they're just not coming out with that urgency. Look, I get it. Rudy Gay has not been in the lineup in the last two games, and he's been that third option for San Antonio outside of LaMarcus and DeMar DeRozan. But, Joe, when you have your leading scorer being Bertans and Patty Mills versus Miami in a loss, that's not a good sign, Joe.
No, it's not a good sign. You know, you... What happened, really, is I attribute this to a couple of factors. One, there was poor ball movement. Two, there was no interior defense to speak of whatsoever. And three, they just weren't knocking down their shots. And everybody was out of sync. It wasn't just one person in particular. You had your starting unit that were playing so bad. At one point, Pop just took them out and inserted the bench. And the bench is actually what helped the Spurs kind of keep him in this game, because if he had to rely on the starters, the score would have been a lot worse. The outcome of the game, the Spurs probably would have lost by maybe 26 points if he had gone with the starting unit. Thank God for the bench. Yeah. You know, thank God for the bench play. But, you know, and one thing I think that we fail to realize, Jeff, is Popovich said something that was very telling. He said the team played soft. Now, we can interpret this as one of two ways. Is he really talking about the team, or is he calling out one player in particular? Because what I'm getting at is everybody seems to be playing pretty good. The one person who's been lacking as of late has been LaMarcus Aldridge. I got to tell you, Jeff, this dude is soft, man. He's been playing softer than wet cake. Yesterday, he let Hassan Whiteside basically have his way. It's like he was like Debo from Friday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? LaMarcus Aldridge got scared and just went and tried to go hide somewhere. It's like, dude, you got to have some toughness. And what I mean by that is, like, he doesn't have any mental toughness. It's like LaMarcus gets himself out of the game early, he just never can quite, from a mental aspect, get himself back in it. And it shows. He's not making his points. He's contributing in other ways, but we need him on to contribute consistently on the offensive end. But if it's like he doesn't get his rhythm early, he's no good to anybody for the rest of the game. It's like, if that's the way it's going to be, get the dude out of the starting lineup, man. I mean, we need somebody in there that's going to be hungry.
Well, look, it's not just LaMarcus Aldridge in the last two games, but you know, I'll touch on that in a little bit. But while we're talking about Little May, look, in the last two games, Joe, he has not been playing well. You really touched on that. 10 points per game. He's a minus 8.5. He's turned the ball over nearly three times during the game, 2.5. Here's where it gets really bad. From the field, Joe, 28% in the last two games, and he's doing all this in 34 minutes per game. Now, you're right. He's doing other things on the court, rebounding. You know, he had double-figure reboundings versus the Heat, so he's doing something. So it's not a total loss, but you're right. You need him to get going offensively as well. Look, after the loss to Miami, he put it right on the head there. If he's not going offensively and DeMar DeRozan isn't going offensively, then, you know, their offense is going to sputter. And we saw it sputter mightily versus Miami. Look, heading into that game versus the Heat, those two guys, the Spurs two All-Stars, were averaging nearly 48 points together. We saw what the Miami Heat defense did to them. They held them half of that, to 24 points combined. So if their offense is not going – yeah, it's not going now. Look, has DeMar DeRozan been playing well in the last two games? Of course he has. Can it be a little bit better? Maybe, but at least he's doing 20 or more points per game. But LaMarcus Aldridge needs to step up his game. You're right. And it's not just him, though. You know, you look at the last two games, Joe, the Spurs shooting as a team, 37% from the field, 37% from the three-point line. They're a minus 7-0. They're getting beat. Basically, at the end of the day, they're getting beat on every aspect. They're beating themselves, not shooting the ball well. They're allowing teams to score on them, which we saw versus Orlando. And you have two All-Stars, and maybe one of those and more in focus, LaMarcus Aldridge, not really stepping up their game in the last two. Joe, is it just simply this? They just need more practice time. And the Spurs just haven't had to have that because the preseason started earlier. And the schedule, you know, it's well underway, and the teams don't have time to simply just gel and come together.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jeff. Based on what I've been seeing for, you know, the start of the season, I'll be honest with the Spurs fans. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and I'm going to tell you, oh, you got to hit the panic button. No, you don't got to hit the panic button, but what you see out of the Spurs is what you're going to get. They're not a very good team. Right now, they're an okay team. They're going to be able to still stay, you know, in the hunt. They're going to be able to maybe float around the fifth, fourth, maybe even the sixth seed in the West. But they're just not going to be this team that we thought they were going to be. And you're going to be able to see that for yourselves, because as the season wears on, the minutes played are going to become a factor. Fatigue is going to become a factor. And what I see really what the catalyst is for all this poor shooting, it's poor decision-making with the ball. We don't really have a guard out there right now. We do have the return of Derek White. It's going to take him some time to get into form again.
He had no business starting in Miami. Yeah. He had no business.
He really needed to come off the bench. I don't know why they started him to begin with. They had a good thing going with Bryn. I think they should have just rolled with that. It just seemed like
Hold on. Did you just give Bryn Forbes a compliment?
I did.
Joe Garcia just give Bryn Forbes a compliment?
I did. They have to start with Bryn. I think with Bryn starting, they had a good flow going on. Even though you give up something with him on the defensive end, he's been doing a decent enough job on the point. When you're starting Derek White, who, like you said, he had no business starting. I mean, you saw what happened. He played 15 minutes, and he had no points. He even had a turnover. He had more turnovers than he did points. He had two turnovers and 0 points. That's a bad night, you know. But you have to put him in there somewhere. He should have come off the bench. But the guard play has been a huge factor for the Spurs this season in the absence of DeJounte, who was going to actually be that missing piece, I think. And he was going to be the stud for the San Antonio Spurs. LaMarcus isn't that guy. You know, it's going to be DeJounte.
Yeah, look, I'm not you know, I don't know where you stand, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm not, you know, ditching and jumping off the LaMarcus Aldridge bandwagon here. I'm not at all. I see this as a culmination of things. They haven't been healthy to start the season. We know what happened to Murray. We got the Spurs got White back. Lonnie Walker still out. And now in these last two games, you had Rudy Gay not play. And then versus Miami, same thing. Rudy Gay wasn't playing, nor is Pau Gasol. I'm not saying Pau Gasol is a big difference maker, but he has been very serviceable.
He was the difference, I think, in that Heat game, Jeff. If he had been playing, yeah, we would have probably maybe won that game.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been another big body throw at Hassan Whiteside, who decided to have the game of his life versus San Antonio, a near triple-double. But nevertheless, this team is still hobbled. This team is still new. And, you know, I'm chalking this recent two-game skid on lack of cohesion, lack of communication. And quite frankly, I do agree with Popovich. I'm going to side with him calling out the entire team. During that game, there were a lot of 50-50 balls that the Spurs should have won and should have gotten if they just had that little effort, that energy. When Hassan Whiteside and the rest of the Heat are just attacking San Antonio and looking like they just want to put the hammer down on them, and the Spurs looking timid going into the paint, going out at the rim because Hassan Whiteside is there, yeah, you're going to get your shots blocked and it happened. But you put the guy in foul trouble. You know, get him to pick up some silly fouls. Do something. Put your body on him. Anything. Nevertheless, look, I think with time the Spurs will be fine. This is just one of those growing pains. Look, Joe, I said it to begin the season, and I said it in earlier shows, you're in lockdown Spurs. It's going to take time. You're going to see them sputter coming out the gates, and we're seeing this right now. Okay, so Joe and I, we're going to take our first break. When we get back, we're going to dive into more numbers, and maybe there's some numbers here you don't want to hear, so we'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast, who miraculously gave Brandon Forbes a compliment in the first half of the show. Joe, are you okay? Are you running a fever there, Joe?
No, I ain't running a fever, but I think some of these Spurs fans are running a fever because there seems like they're following this rumor going around about Terry Rozier and the Spurs showing interest. Yeah. I'm like, you want to go down to a 6'1" guard when Brent Forbes is 6'2" and doing a good job? Oh, God, man. Don't get me started on that, Jeff.
well, look, let's put it this way. It was not a rumor. There was no substantiated a source. I understand it came from Bill Simmons, but I get the fact. I think that was just his two cents. It wasn't exactly a concrete thing. But by the way, if you want to hear more about this intriguing, as Simmons put it, prospect of Rozier landing in San Antonio, listen to the last episode of Locked On Spurs. I was joined by John Corrales, my Locked On NBA brother, who also does Locked On Celtics. He talked about Rozier and why it's just silly to even think Rozier will be in San Antonio. All right, so let's continue on with today's topic, and that is the Spurs two-game skid. You know, Joe, they're 0-2 to start the month of November. You mentioned it, fans are probably thinking the sky is falling. Look, I'm not saying the sky is falling, nor am I saying it's time to hit the panic button. I'm simply saying it's time to hit the patience button. As I mentioned, LaMarcus Aldridge is off. He admitted it himself. DeMar DeRozan wasn't getting going against Miami, but at least he's doing 20-plus points a night. I still think their defense is okay. It's still good. You know, they held Miami to 95 points. But when you look at it as a whole, Joe, when you look at the numbers in the last two games, it's very glaring. You know, the Spurs are allowing 106 points per game in the last two games, but they're only putting up 99 points per game in the last two. And it just comes down to defense. Again, defense is rearing its ugly head again. They're allowing teams to shoot 45% from the field, and they're not being aggressive on playing the passing lanes and getting up and attacking the ball. Opponents are only turning the ball over 9 times in the last two games. So, Joe, is it simply just that? If their defense isn't going, maybe their offense doesn't get going, or do you think this is an issue on both ends of the court?
It's an issue on both ends of the court. There's no interior defense to speak of with these last two games that they've dropped. You know, they dropped the one against the Magic, and now they dropped the one against the Heat. Lack of interior defense. There's not really a player that we have right now who was as dynamic on the wing as he who shall not be named fake number two, Kawhi. And then we had, you know, Danny Green out there on the wing, you know, kind of contesting shots and helping teams, keep teams in check beyond the arc. Mm-hmm. We don't really have that. And interior defense, we never really had a rim protector, you know, sort of speak. We have players in there, but nobody who's a very athletic big man who can, you know, demand respect from the opposing team and keep them in check and stop them from just, you know, we saw Hassan Whiteside. We've seen, you know, Aaron Gordon from the Magic go straight into the Spurs defense, interior defense, like they're not even there. And another thing is, as of late in this two-game skid, we've seen poor decision-making with the ball. We've seen them not be as crisp when they're trying to, you know, pass the ball to one another. It just seems like the ball movement over these last two games has been lacking. It hasn't been as crisp or sharp. It seems like it's just been very lazy. You know, it's not something that the Spurs usually do. But if they can't improve, you know, the fundamentals of the game, they're going to lose more games. They're not going to win playing that same style of basketball they have these last two games. So I'm sure Pop went and laid into them, and they probably had a really, you know, heavy practice session. So let's see if it works.
Not only practice session, they probably also had a very intense video session.
Oh, yeah.
to point out exactly what they did wrong, not only versus Miami, but also against the Magic. And Joe, look, it's early in the season. I'll take this losing skid now versus after the All-Star break or after the rodeo road trip. It's going to take time. I'm still going to lean on that. This team just needs time to get together. Look, Derek White, you know, although we agree he should not have been starting, but he's going to have to get more minutes. And with more minutes, he's going to come more familiarity with his team and getting his legs under him, and the rotation will be set. You're adding a critical piece, and it's going to disrupt the flow that the Spurs had before White came in. Now, I'm not saying White is a disruptor. No, they need him. They need a true point guard. But when you add a new element into the system, in this case, Derek White, new, I say, because he made his regular season debut, it's just going to take time for them to develop that chemistry again. Now, they're going to have to get their act together because their schedule is not going to get any easier. They got the Suns coming up. I get it's the Suns, but Booker will be back. They got lucky. You know, they didn't play against Phoenix in Phoenix with Booker. They without him, that's their heavy go-to guy. They got the Rockets on the schedule, not once but twice this month, and the Warriors are coming up soon. It's not going to get any easy for this team, and you know, a loss here and a loss there early on, fine, you take it. You know, better now than later, but these kind of losses will mount up. If it comes down to a situation where the Spurs just needed one more win to make the playoffs, they don't look back and look at that Miami game or the Orlando game thinking to themselves, if we just put that little effort in, we just had the hustle play. If we weren't soft, as Popovich said after the Miami loss, maybe they could be in the playoffs. Now, I'm hoping they'll make the playoffs, but my point is you don't want to come down to a situation like that where if they just took care of business early in the season, you know, it wouldn't come to bite them in the butt. Joe, one thing you mentioned during this show, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase it. One thing we haven't mentioned during the show is DeMar DeRozan. Have you been happy with his play in these last two games?
He hasn't been where it needs to be, but it hasn't been any worse than LaMarcus Aldridge. Out of the two, I would, if you have to tell me to pick my poison, he's been okay. He hasn't been the DeMar DeRozan who started the season. I don't know really what's going on with him either, but whatever it is, they need to fix that, and they need to fix it in a hurry.
Yeah, look, that could have been tired legs against Miami. You know, he's been playing nearly the entire game. He's averaging about 38, 39 minutes per game. That could have been it. But even in a loss like that, he still had a double-double. He had double-digit scoring, and he had double-digit rebounding. So he's doing all he can. LaMarcus, he did have double-figure rebounding. It was just the scoring that was off, and it wasn't really that much balance. So, you know, they're just such a mess in these last two games. Hopefully they'll correct it. But Joe and I, we're going to take our final break. But when we get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Okay, we are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, let's go ahead and put a wrap on this episode. Will it get better? Or are you expecting worse as the season goes on?
I'm actually expecting worse. I'm not expecting it to get any better. I think it'll get a hair better, but everything that we've seen from the Spurs in this two-game skid, mm-hmm. I think these are problems that are going to keep on rearing their ugly head as the season unfolds. Expect the Spurs to maybe win two or four games in a row and drop two games, mm-hmm. then win one, drop one, win two, drop one. It's going to be that type of season for them. And I think what needs to happen is we need to have a change to the starting lineup. I would say at this point, take Dante Cunningham out, make him come off the bench, and insert Rudy Gay instead. I think that would make the mm-hmm. offense a little bit more dynamic and give it more of a punch, because you don't want to play the game starting from behind. You need somebody else that can score out there and help with the load, you know? We need somebody mm-hmm. who can create their own shot. I think that would help the Spurs tremendously.
Yeah, look, do I think they need to shuffle the lineup a couple times? Maybe. Rather do it now than later again, you know, where, you know, it's really getting heavy into the regular season and playoff positioning is really on the line. But yeah, why not try different lineups now while they can? Look, they're still above 500. They're still in the thick of things in the West. I know it's way too early to be looking at playoff positioning already, but let's face it, in this NBA today, it matters from the jump, you know, from the beginning of the season. And I think things will even out, though. I'm not as, you know, drastic as you are, Joe. I think they will get better. Will they lose a couple games, two, three in a row as the season rolls on? Yes. But I don't – but I see that more far and few between. I'm expecting them to play a little bit above 500 ball and then get things going as soon as the road trip is about midway through or – after the All-Star break. I think that's where they'll find their groove. White hopefully will still be okay, and he'll, you know, find his rhythm and be that point guard that the Spurs need him to be. Hopefully Walker will come back. I think that'll inject some life into this roster if he doesn't get assigned to the G League and gets relegated there. So, but no, I think in time it'll come, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. Patience was going to be in order. I predicted this was going to happen. I knew they were going to stumble out of the gates. We're seeing it. It will get better, listeners. Okay, so Joe and I, we are done chatting. We want to hear what you have to say. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone or email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. And Joe's going to give you his social media information so you can shower him with praise for giving Bryn Forbes a compliment. Joe, take it away.
Yeah, they can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast. And you can also check us out on the World Wide Web, just for you, Jeff. I had to throw that in for you, at TwoShotsSA.com. I got to sneak it in once in a while, because I know how much you hate it.
Hey, but you also touched on this topic on Two Shots Podcast recently, didn't you?
Yeah, I just did a Facebook live stream earlier, you know, in the day, and mm-hmm. talked about, you know, what's going on with the Spurs, and the exact same things that we talked about here is kind of what I talked about or touched on, but not in as great detail as we did right now.
So to go hear Joe's thoughts on this two-game losing streak, go to Two Shots Podcast. That's the same thing on Facebook, right? It still is Two Shots Podcast on Facebook.
It is.
Okay, there you go. So make sure to go follow him on Facebook and check out his show. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.